You know, I'm sure our listeners will be surprised to learn that
today is a very special day. Do you know what?
The Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
Guess what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
It's time to get...
Get some coffee.
Oh, yeah,
that's a great idea.
Then...
We can start.
Start the show.
Dwyer and Michaels in the morning.
Guys are weird.
You guys are weird.
You've surrounded yourself with a bunch of weirdos.
Guys are weird.
I'm not weird.
Yes, you are indeed a
weirdo.
Everybody's a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Ready for the big show?
Yes.
But be prepared.
Be prepared for it to get weird.
All right, showtime.
It's the Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
Metallica. Sad, but true. It's 5:36.
It's like the theme of this show.
Sad, but true.
Dwyer and Michaels, that's us. Thanks for tuning in this morning.
Is everybody ready to have a good day? Well, I'll speak at once.
I'll go first.
Okay. Yes?
I am ready.
Why? What are you doing? What's going on in your world?
Oh, you know, just working. Yeah? The huge.
Yeah? Ready. What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I was here.
Well,
and I had dance practice.
Oh, for Megan is a performer, a dancer for the Quad City Steam Wheelers.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going very well.
You guys have, when's your next game?
The 24th of June?
Yes, against...
I believe it's Green Bay.
Rough and tumble Green Bay Blizzard.
Yeah. Ooh.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I got to update that. That's my fault.
Oh, okay.
I'm not ready for the day. I got to update the Quad City Steam Wheelers game schedule.
Okay. Goose is take care of that.
So, do you guys do theme dances when you do this?
Oh, yes. Usually our halftime dance is whatever the theme is for the game, so it'll correlate.
What's the theme for the game? Okay, good. We got a theme.
Well, what about practice?
I think the theme is throwback.
Whatever we happen to have in the closet that we haven't worn yet.
Back or up?
I don't remember.
The last time I went and saw Megan dance, they had capes on because it was superhero night. And then part of the dance, they ripped them off.
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting us.
And we flew.
You flew?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We had a dance move where we flew in the air. It was great.
Are you hooked up to cables and stuff?
I wish.
Oh.
She says they flew. They like jumped up and then put their arms out and then landed in a push-up.
Yeah, we flew.
Okay.
You know, you fell.
Sort of like have you seen a penguin fly? They also fly. They get a running start off of a cliff.
Well, last time we did stunts and we actually threw each other in the air, but you were not that game and I really wanted you to be.
Where was I?
You were in Germany.
Oh, well, that's your fault though.
It's not my fault. I'll show you the recording though. It's really cool. It's my favorite.
I saw enough.
What?
He just irks me.
Why?
Because he's got sass.
Why do you sass her?
I don't.
You do.
Sass everybody.
Sassy frassy.
Okay, you guys were right. The Quad City Steam Wheelers are playing the Green Bay Blizzard, but it's an away game this weekend. And then after that is back-to-back games away at Iowa Barnstormers and then Iowa Barnstormers here.
On the 24th.
On the 24th.
Okay.
My bad.
Very bad.
It's, you know, it's so
you,
far away.
I'm going to give
know.
You a small time out and don't let it happen again. Because you made Mr. Goose angry.
How many minutes?
Timeout's over. Now back to work. So, I said a small one.
I'll take her minutes.
There's more where that came from. So you watch it, young lady. All right, what about you?
I made dinner for my parents last night. Came over.
Oh.
Or is it if your parents go, why are you doing this? Did you put something in here?
No, did you make them?
Some cuts of meat from the meat counter? What'd we do?
No, I did some chicken.
Did some Easy Mac, you know.
No, I made a balsamic glazed chicken that I marinated overnight, and then some pasta salad, some little potatoes.
Were they happy to eat finally American food?
No.
I wish we were back having borscht.
What's that mean? You didn't do
no,
a good job?
It. Oh, it was good.
So is this a deal where, you know, Hairball is now a homeowner? Do you come over to their house and, I mean, your old house?
I come over and I grab the things I need to make them dinner at my house about a week in advance.
Wait, so you use their house as the grocery store?
No, I've only
store?
Done that like once or twice.
Okay, well,
I needed some chicken breasts.
A key ingredient for the chicken dinner, the chicken breasts.
Yeah, but I didn't do that this time. I had all the stuff.
Okay. I don't think I've ever made dinner for my parents.
Why not?
Because that's my wife's job. I'm not allowed in the kitchen. Unless it's to continue walking, you know, to the mudroom and then out to the garage and away.
I think there was a small time where I made food for my folks, but it quickly went away. Because my mom's a really good cook. And It came, I think there were, they, like when they would start to come to visit us, like, you know, I would make some sort of meal, but it was always one of my mom's recipes, so she always made it better.
Right.
And there was nothing I could make. So then I would like start grilling out because that was something they didn't do a lot. So I would grill out steaks or salmon or whatever. And then it started to be where we would just get sandwiches. And then it started where mom just brought sandwiches. Oh, I'm going to stop at the deli and I'll just bring you some sandwiches. Oh, okay.
Was that their subtle way of telling you that you're failing at this?
Not so subtle, but yes.
No, don't look absolutely at us failing. That's what it just was. Not passing.
Yeah, that, so hopefully if this, if your career arc in cooking for your folks, is the same as ours.
Yeah.
The beginning is the best part because it signifies the beginning of the end.
Well, I must not be doing too bad at it because my brother's birthday was a couple weeks ago and my mom was asking what she wanted him to make or wanted to make him. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
What he wanted for dinner yeah. that she was going to make. And he said, I'd like Zach to cook.
Who's Zach?
Me.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Hairball.
Well, then, okay. He gets no gift then. That's it.
So I made burgers and stuff that night, but...
Yeah, but now you're not the help.
I am the host.
Oh.
Part of the deal of buying the house was that I still host the family events. So I host all the birthday parties. I host the Christmas and the Thanksgiving.
Have you closed on this house yet?
No.
Okay, we're going to get that language out of the contract. Your house is not, you know, this isn't a banquet hall.
I've got the big dining room table.
I don't care. They have homes.
You just need to find an inspector who will say, oh, the floors are not suitable for more than three people.
That's going to be hard in this town.
I tried to cook for my family one time. But I'm not a cook, and I've never really been taught how to cook. So I was just winging it at this point, but I was making chicken and rice and veggies. Well, I'd never made rice before.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that rice expanded so much. And I didn't know you only needed one cup to feed two people. So I got a whole huge bag of rice, mm-hmm. and I filled up the bowl, and I boiled it.
Started your own Chinese restaurant.
It just kept overflowing and overflowing. I didn't know what to do.
Well, once rice burns on the stove, it's time to move.
Yeah, you can't
get that smell out of the house.
Nope. The whole bag.
Yeah, I didn't know. This whole bag could probably feed like four people. False. It could feed 40 people.
Did you read the directions on the bag that said, you know, one cup of rice and two cups of water?
Yeah. So I put the water in, but I didn't read like, oh, it'll feed a lot of people.
It never seems like enough.
Right? Because it's so tiny. Right.
Same with pasta. You like have this tiny little amount and you're like, there's no way.
Are you sure? And there's only this much left in the box. Why don't we just
throw it all in there?
Put it all in.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's do this. It'd be such a waste to leave that little tiny bit in the box and put it back in the pantry. Rude.
Exactly.
Right. You need to get rice cooker.
I have one now.
You do?
Yeah, it's a little tiny pot, and you just put a cup in. And yeah. Put it in.
Isn't it the best?
It is.
I asked for one of those for Father's Day a couple of years ago.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
They showed me a TikTok. They said, here's what we're going to get you. And it just goes, rice cooker. And it was like this Asian dude teaching white people how to make rice. First thing you get, rice cooker. Next thing, wash rice. Put in rice cooker. Turn on. It was so funny. I'm like, okay, I guess this is for me. And I love it.
And it cooks so fast, too.
Well, 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Mine doesn't take that long.
Then you didn't get rice cooker.
You get the little cup of rice that comes in the two-pack, and you can cook your rice in 60 seconds. And there you have rice.
The cup?
Yeah.
You get them from Costco?
This is just, I don't know. What
sticky rice it's called.
Is it?
Oh, my God. It's the best. I feel like I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen a rice cooker, and I asked, or Megan was coming over because I was cooking for her, and she was like,
what?
Oh,
just come on. Are you two doing it yet?
No.
Why?
We're just friends.
That cook and sleep together and you stay at each other's house?
Yeah, she stayed at my house and I was not there. That's not the same.
His dog was there.
Yeah. But anyway.
Okay, moving on.
She said she wanted rice as a side. And I was like, okay, I haven't really made rice before other than in the bag, but I guess I could try it. And then she's like,
Uncle Hairballs.
So then she said, oh, I'll make the rice. Don't worry about it. So I'm thinking she's going to make it and bring it with her. And she came walking into the house with like a 3-pound bag of rice.
That's just enough for one person.
And a rice cooker. And she threw it on the... Yeah, it was cheating.
But that's the best.
I felt cheated. I thought she was putting time and effort into it. She just...
I did.
Flipped the switch on a machine.
Yeah, but carrying that industrial bag of rice, there's time and effort
in
that.
She picked that, too, in the rice paddy before she came over. It's the best. All right. I guess we're all caught up. Mr. Dwyer, what'd you do? What's going on in your world? That's enough.
Yeah.
All right. All caught up.